You're listening to the Texas Standard. Pop quiz, what's the most popular cocktail in the U.S.? Here's a hint. It's one that holds a special place in the heart of Tex-Mex. Yes, the humble margarita. But better enjoy one while you can. We may be on the brink of a full-blown tequila crisis. Reuters reports that agave shortages have manufacturers of the spirit on edge, concerned about keeping up with demand in the coming years as its popularity soars. Bobby Hugel knows a bit about tequila. He's the mastermind behind Houston Cocktail Spot, Anvil Bar and Refuge, and a member of the Tequila Interchange Project. Bobby, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So help us understand, though, what's going on here. If there's a tequila shortage on the horizon, it seems like growers just ought to be able to plant more agave.
Well, that's a really tricky thing to do because planting blue agave requires a lot of patience. Because unlike grapes that are used to make brandy or grains that are used to make whiskey, agave can take anywhere up to 12 years to grow and reach maturity. And so as a result, you've got a long lifespan of a plant that doesn't always respond to market conditions as quickly as they evolve.
Tell me, just walk us through, I guess, a little bit of the tequila making process, because as you mentioned, it is kind of unique.
Yeah, so we've got an agave plant, which basically looks like a huge ground pineapple with much, much larger leaves. And so that plant will grow. And then the leaves are shaved off, and the inner core of that, which is known as a piña, is harvested. That piña is then roasted, and then it is milled to extract its juice. And then that juice, just like any other juice, grape juice or whatnot, for producing alcohol, is then fermented and then distilled. And after it's distilled, it's become tequila. If it's aged, then it becomes reposado or añejo tequila.
Okay. So we talked about the popularity of tequila, and I guess that's on the rise. Is that a big part of the reason for this shortage? People just really into tequila right now?
Well, that's certainly part of it. Another part of it is that Mexico recently, in the past few years, started selling tequila in large quantities to China for the first time. And that's put a lot of pressure on the tequila industry as well. But really, this is not new news. As a matter of fact, we typically see a shortage like this happening every 10 years. And it's part of the fact that the tequila industry doesn't regulate the agricultural side of the industry adequately. So we'll go through huge spikes in agave shortages, and that'll drive the price of agave up. So everyone will start planting agave, and then that'll cause the price to plummet. And so people will switch to other crops like sugarcane and corn. And basically, we live in this vicious cycle every single 10 years or so. And this is just part of the problems of dealing with an agricultural process in a country that's not as well regulated as the United States.
I mean, so now, though, that so many people in the United States are obviously big fans of tequila, they've got a market in China, do you think that that's going to force the industry to stabilize a little bit?
I don't necessarily think it'll force the industry to stabilize. What I do think we'll see is we'll continue to see shortcuts in quality tequila. Are we going to run out of tequila in the United States? No, that's just not going to happen. Are we going to run out of really, really good tequila in the United States? That's more of a possibility because we'll see agave plants being harvested before they're fully mature. We'll see more shortcuts being taken in the tequila industry. And as a result of global companies buying Mexico's distilleries, which has been happening in large numbers since 1998, basically, you know, Herradura has been sold, Patron was recently sold. And when that happens, we lose the heritage, the knowledge, the family traditions in exchange for efforts that have to keep up with global demand for these global companies. And I think that that's really what we're seeing here is this lack of knowledge and this lack of tradition trying to at the same time keep up with these extreme shortages. And that's when you get shortcuts.
If we lose some of these low-end manufacturers, or if prices just go up on the higher-end stuff, do you think Americans will continue to pay for tequila, or do you think they'll start turning to other liquors?
I think that tequila will continue to be something that Americans drink in large quantities. I mean, I love a trashy frozen margarita just as much as anybody else, and half the time, what the tequila is in that cocktail is not of primary concern for me. Right. Now, when I'm really sipping something or trying to make a margarita that's nicer, I think that we tend to talk about that more. But I don't think that we treat tequila the same way that we treat other spirits. And I think that there's a little bit of ethnocentrism in how we think about it, too, because we consider it this product from Mexico that we shoot with salt and lime. And we don't necessarily consider all the traditions that are part of how tequila came to be something that was treasured in the United States.
So would that be your advice to consumers, is to start thinking about, enjoying what a quality tequila can taste like?
Yeah, I think that one thing that I would advise people to do is to just sip tequila by itself. And by sipping, I don't mean shooting. I just mean take a second, appreciate the spirit for what it is. Engage knowledgeable bartenders and ask them to show you some of their favorites. It really is an interesting and more diverse world than I think most people are aware of. And I think that there's still some traditional producers out there that are owned by reputable families. They're just a little harder to find now than what they used to be.
Bobby Hugel is a Houston bar owner and tequila expert. Bobby, thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you.